with this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, December 18th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. What a busy weekend we had in the world of sports. Basketball dominated Friday, wrestling dominated Saturday. Let's get you caught up on all of it, starting with Friday's basketball action, where the Lamar's community basketball team swept their MRAC contest with North on Friday night. The ninth-ranked Bulldog girls beat the Stars by a convincing 61-31 margin, getting up by 22 points to end the first half. They were able to cruise throughout the rest of the game with some strong defense, and Lamar's was even able to empty their bench, getting everybody involved in the win. And Coach Baumgartner says it was even better that they were able to come in and continue to have success like the starters did.
We got some younger girls in that typically don't get a ton of varsity time, so it was good to see them be incorporated in our game as well. But I was proud of how the girls did. We only allowed them single digits each quarter, and that's a big thing that we try to pride ourselves on. So a full team effort for that.
Yeah, that defense was stellar as the Bulldogs improved to 4-1 in the Missouri River Conference. On the boys' side, the Bulldog boys finally snapped out of that 5-game losing streak. Thankfully, we don't have to talk about it anymore as the Bulldogs defeated North 71-60 on Friday night. And it kind of took a little while as the Bulldogs were trying to feel out the Stars and how the game was going to be played. But once Lamar's got that figured out, they were on the right track. They outscored the Stars 29-16 in the fourth quarter alone. And the Bulldogs had entered that fourth down 5 points, and with the way things had gone in that 5-game losing streak, Lamar's could have easily mailed it in for the final quarter. But head coach Cody Dierkup says the guys didn't do that and were rewarded with their first win in quite a while.
You have a group of guys looking back at you that could kind of say that I'm full of it when I tell them that we're still in it and it's our turn to go on a run. But I give our guys a ton of credit. They never stopped believing that we could go on our run and finish the game like we did. I didn't know that we knew we had 29 points in the fourth quarter in us, but we had guys step up. I tell you what, we had guys that didn't play as well as they would like to in the first half that came up huge for us in the second half, or didn't even play at all in the first half and came up big for us in the second half.
And the Bulldog boys are now 1-4 in the Missouri River Conference with the victory. Other basketball scores from Friday night will continue in the Missouri River Conference in girls action, where Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln destroyed Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 73-33. Scott Catholic of Nebraska beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 81-44. In Wargo Conference girls action, good ranked matchup here. 4th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's and 11th-ranked Hinton. It was the Hawks of RSM squeaking out a 44-40 victory on the road at Hinton. Hartley Melvin Sanborn handed Galen Catholic another loss, 55-42. Harris Lake Park defeated Trinity Christian, a tight 37-36 win. George Little Rock knocked off South O'Brien, 53-33. And in the Western Valley Conference, MOC Floyd Valley, 72-29 over West Monona. Ridgeview, 50-28 over OABCIG. And Homer took down Lawton Bronson, 48-37. In boys basketball in the MRAC, East beat Sergeant Bluff Luton, 71-49. Abe Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson, 84-64. And Caledonia out of Minnesota knocked off top-ranked Bishop Heelan, 71-67. In the Wargo Conference in boys basketball, the Galen boys made it a couple of wins in a row, 74-34 over Hartley Melvin Sanborn. This boys game was just as good as the girls game, and once again it ended in a Remsen St. Mary's win. The Hawks take down Hinton 47-44. Blackhawks had a chance to tie it at the end. Shot just couldn't go in. Caden Barrett did have 17 points for the Blackhawks. Kyle Leary had 12. In the loss, Harris Lake Park beat Trinity Christian in boys action, 73-51. 8th-ranked South O'Brien took down George Little Rock. That was a good matchup there, 63-58. Western Valley Conference boys action, Ridgeview over OABCIG, 49-37. Lawton Bronson over Homer, 67-18. And Bancroft Rosalie beat West Monona, 60-59. Now to the wrestling scoreboard. We had a lot of teams in action on Saturday. Let's get to it. On the girls' side of the Shenandoah Girls Tournament, the Hinton Blackhawk girls took home third place in a really well-contested tournament. Missouri Valley won the meet, and Western Iowa's team took home second. That includes a few schools in that Western Valley Conference. The Blackhawks had one champion at 110 pounds, Allison Hofling. She also won an award for the most wins by pin at the tournament, in the shortest amount of time, get this, Hoefling goes 5-0 to win the 110-pound bracket. All five wins were by pin, and she spent a grand total of 5 minutes and 37 seconds wrestling. Five pins in 5.5 minutes. And that's pretty efficient. Get in, get out, do your job, and win the bracket at 110 pounds. Allison Hoefling, great showing down in Shenandoah on Saturday. The Blackhawks also had 4 second-place finishings, including Maggie Holker at 105, Avalyn Gemberling at 115, and Elise Sackow at 120 pounds, and at 135 pounds, it was Carly Tanner taking home second place. Now to the boys' wrestling scoreboard. 3 tournaments involving Plymouth County teams, starting up in Spencer, where the Lamar's Community boys' wrestling team took home 6th place at the Austin Roberts Memorial Tournament, the annual meet hosted by the Tigers up there. Jackson County Central, Minnesota took home the top spot. Spencer was 2nd. The Bulldogs had 1 champion. That was Camden Firehelm at 190 pounds. He went 3-0, winning 1 by fall, 1 in a decision, and a major decision as well to claim home the title at 190 pounds. 3 other Bulldogs finished in the top 3, including Brock Asinius at 120 pounds. He placed 3rd. Michael Murrah at 144 pounds took home 3rd place, and Keegan Kaiser was 3rd at 150 pounds. He went 3-1 on the day with a couple of wins by decision, and he was able to pin one of his opponents. Again, the Bulldogs taking home 6th place at the Austin Roberts Memorial Tournament in Spencer. Over to Cherokee, where we had a couple of Plymouth County teams in action. Kingsley Pearson and Akron Westfield at the Paul Furman Invitational in Cherokee, and one of them came home with the team title. That'd be the Westerners of Akron Westfield, 1st place with 234 points. Boy, the Westerners had a good day. They came away with 5 total champions at that tournament, including Connor Morrow at 106 pounds, Cale Morrow at 120 pounds. He went 2-0, wrestling a grand total of 2 minutes and 17 seconds. Jaden Friedrichs at 132 pounds. He remained unbeaten, taking home the top spot with 3 wins by fall. Only one of them got past the first period. Connor Wendell took home the top spot at 165 pounds. He went 2-0 with 2 first period pins. And Ian Blau was the champion at 190 pounds. He went 2-0, and he wrestled a grand total of 1 minute and 32 seconds. The Westerners also had a second place finish at 157 pounds. That'd be Caden Joy. Kingsley Pearson took home the 9th spot as a team. Were able to get a couple of runners up at 126 pounds. It was Gavin Wigg, who went 2-1 on the day, and then at 215 pounds, it was Peyton Hackett, who took on the 2nd spot. He went 2-1 with a pair of pins in the Paul Furman Invitational out in Cherokee. Now we go across the border to South Dakota, the Elk Point Jefferson Husky Invitational. That's where the Hinton Blackhawks were at in a very loaded tournament. The Blackhawks actually took 2nd to a very good Canton squad who won the meet with 215 points. Hinton scored 197.5 points to finish in 2nd place. The Blackhawks did not get a team champion, but they had plenty on the podium. 6 top 3 finishes led by Evan Stahl, who went runner-up at 113 pounds. Nicholas Lindley was 2nd at 126 pounds. And how about Gage Morgan? He takes home the 3rd spot at 138 pounds, goes 3-1, and recorded his 100th career win in a Hinton Blackhawk wrestling uniform. Congrats to him, and congrats to all of our wrestlers. It was a great Saturday for Plymouth County wrestlers. Hoping they can finish off the 2023 portion of the schedule this week with some positive results as well. There was just a little bit of basketball in Plymouth County as well. That was a girls' basketball contest in town. Lamar's hosting Dakota Valley. Well, the Panthers got the better of the Bulldogs in that one in overtime, 57-55. The Bulldogs hit a two, to tie the game in regulation, and ultimately could not pull it out in overtime. So the Bulldogs are now 7-2, and they will not play again until January 2nd. You can check out all of these scores from wrestling and basketball this weekend. They're up on our website at KLEM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on sports, scores, and results. Quickly, let's pass along some college commitment news to you as well. If you followed us along on our Twitter page on Thursday at the Tyson Event Center, the Baumgartner's Invitational, where we had three Plymouth County basketball teams playing, you would have heard the rumor that there was a big Division I football head coach in attendance to watch Kingsley Pearson's Bo Goodwin play some basketball. That Division I coach was Matt Campbell, the head coach of the Iowa State Cyclones, and evidently that visit, plus a trip to Ames for Bo Goodwin, worked, as Bo Goodwin is now committed to Iowa State University. If you remember, about a month ago, he was committed to play in Brookings at South Dakota State, but he has flipped his verbal commitment and is now planning to play football in Ames coming up next season at Iowa State University. He announced this on his social media page yesterday evening following the visit this weekend. Goodwin, of course, was a first-team All-State defensive player. He's slated to play linebacker for the Cyclones. The linebackers coach was also in attendance on Thursday. Goodwin led the team in pretty much the Panthers this year in every defensive statistical category: tackles, sacks, tackles for loss, interceptions. He led the majority of the offensive categories as well. Going to be one heck of an athlete, and I know from seeing Coach Campbell there, he really liked what he saw from Bo Goodwin. He had a couple of dunks in that win, some three-point shots against Cherokee, so definitely impressed, as he is now going to be an Iowa State Cyclone. Congratulations to Bo Goodwin on this collegiate decision, and hoping for big things in the Cardinal and Gold in the upcoming future. Let's take a look now at our sports schedule for today. It's pretty much all basketball, just one bowling contest here we'll bring to you. MMCRU, Remsen St. Mary's, and Cherokee Bowling returns to the lanes in Pocahontas as they'll take on the Indians of Pocahontas area. In basketball today, in the War Eagle Conference, Remsen St. Mary's hosts Lawton Bronson. That's a girls-only contest. Trinity Christian is at Storm Lake St. Mary's. That's also a girls-only contest. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson River Valley hosts West Sioux. Tri-Centers at MVAOCOU, Boyer Valley's at West Monona, Wakefield's at Westwood, Ridgeview's at Manson Northwest Webster, and the Sioux Lane Christian boys are at Storm Lake St. Mary's. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website at KLEM1410.com. You can see the latest basketball rankings, scores, and results, our broadcast schedule. It's all up on our website at KLEM1410.com. And make sure you follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.